Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Totally appreciate the phone calls, 1-866-582-9933. I want to say Merry Christmas to everybody listening to us, and I also want to point my finger over to Sons of Liberty Media and ask that you would consider supporting this ministry, friends, to keep us out there. This year was probably the busiest year that we've had in ministry. We have been literally on the East Coast and the West Coast, and every month, one to three different states in between. With that said, we are out there doing this stuff. We're showing Christianity in action by the power of the Holy One of Israel. Amen. 1 Corinthians 2:5 says that we're not to find our faith in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. And then I think of the book of Thessalonians. I love Thessalonians, by the way. But we came in strong confidence and much assurance that they would know what sort of men are among them, having received the word of God in much affliction, but would join the Holy Ghost. Because again, friends, 1 Corinthians 4:20, the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. Do consider supporting this ministry, friends. We are not a begging ministry. We are just simply sharing with you our need to keep us out there. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store and go to membership. Become a son or a daughter of liberty. Please keep us in your prayers and keep us in, friends, the support that we receive to keep us out there in the face of what's going on in this culture war. Because we believe that we can win the day under God. God, the history of the church is that God will give the church what it's willing to fight for, but we first have to fight, and we've been doing it for 20 years. Check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to watch us live, please do. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. There we are on YouTube. We have several friends on live chat right now. Great friends, loyal friends, and I love what they bring to the table. Be a part of that. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com. Thank you again to my friend Michael Roach. Before It's News, we're on the front page right now going back and forth, highlighting, friends, the militia standing against tyrants and tyrants. Again, there's more than one, because it's not just the tyrant, it's also his subordinates in Virginia. They failed to learn the history, but they're learning their history lessons today, aren't they? 90 out of 95 counties, Second Amendment sanctuary counties there. Why? Because Americans are beginning to understand, and so are tyrants, that you can oppress a people so long before they stand up. And that's exactly what we're seeing. As I like to say, friends, let their cruelty swell our ranks, because they are. We're going to get to more of that in just a moment. I just highlighted law enforcement today reported that thousands of cops in Virginia, veterans, supporters, pledged to join militia in Virginia to combat unconstitutional laws. Now, before I get back over to that, friends, we got a caller calling in from California. We got Jay calling in. Thanks for calling the Sons of Liberty Media.com. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call today.
Sure.
I just had a quick kind of thought, maybe turn it into a question, but I'm going to start out with something Benjamin Franklin said when he said, "Those that give up essential liberty for temporary security shall not see, nor do they deserve either."
Correct.
Now, with that said, let's look at gun licenses, gun permits, tax stamps, all these things we have going on. How is Benjamin Franklin's words not coming full circle?
Well, because the people are uneducated. The people are submitting to everything that comes their way. Let me say it this way. None other than Senator John Glenn said that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. Government, Jay, is a reflection of we the people, and what they do and what they act out in such a fashion as to what we're seeing today is because the American people are okay with it. You can find that in Jeremiah 5:31. My people would have it so. Government, your representatives are a mere reflection of what the American people tolerate in this country, is what it is.
So it is. I mean, essentially, it is. We are, what we are seeing is Benjamin Franklin's work coming full circle, because now that we see tyrants in office like Virginia wanting to send in the National Guard to strip people of their weapons, I mean, how is that not full circle from the government? I mean, you with the compliance and with the complacency for so long, you
yep.
know,
yep.
how can, I mean, they, I just don't understand.
I'm tracking with you. Like, I'm tracking with you, brother. It's happening because the American people are tolerating corruption in their government. Not good government. Not good government. They're tolerating. They believe that somehow or another, those said elected representatives, that's another conversation, by the way, because of all the voter fraud going on in this country today, but we're taught to believe that they know better than we do. Let me tell you firsthand experience, brother. Whenever I deal with a representative, anybody that's taken the time to read the Constitution one time can school these guys. They don't know what the Constitution says. They're playing right along to get along. They're only getting away with what the American people are letting them get away with. And I want to tell you something. They're getting away with a lot. And I want to tell you where I take a stand. Is when I come from a military family, when I begin to see politicians corrupt, desecrate, and trample the blood that has been shed for me and you, Jay, I have a serious problem standing back and rolling over in the face of tyranny. Because I'm not talking about a third world country anymore. We're talking about what's going on in Virginia, and it's not just Virginia. You live in California. You all the well know what I'm talking about. They're doing
yes, sir,
whatever
indeed.
The people...
And I would like to also point out that there's also 17 other states that already have anti-paramilitary laws on the books that read exactly like Virginia's, and no one seems to complain about those. I mean, we're just talking about introducing something when 17 states already have that law on the books.
Yep. Well, you can have all the laws that you want in the books, but they're no good until the people understand that they're the strength of that law. And what's happening in Virginia right now is that governor's getting a history lesson. We don't know what direction this is going, but we do know that they are standing. This tyrant and his subordinates are acting out in a fashion that is antithetical to the U.S. Constitution, in which hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died, giving us an opportunity to remain in the land of the free. Remember, Jay, freedom is given unto us to do what we ought to do, not what we want to do. And what we see in the history that we've learned in a short amount of time, in what, 4, 5, 6, 7 decades, is politicians are getting worse, and they're getting worse, and they're getting more bold. And why are they becoming more bold? Edmund Burke comes
because
to my aid right
them.
Now.
Because
that's right. Let me give you this quote, though. Edmund Burke said that kings will become tyrants from policy, which counters law and follows law. He said they will become tyrants from policy when subjects become rebels from principles. The American people are no longer principled. And what corrupt politicians see is that, listen, they're not going to do anything. Plus, we have these other agencies that will basically browbeat them. We have the media that will browbeat them and demonize them and polarize them if they dare stand on the side of the law. My message to you, and I've been doing it for 20 years, is be the guy no matter what they do, because their cruelties will swell our ranks, brother. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. They are, in a sense, undoing themselves in so many different ways. Thank you for your call. Friend from California, friends, I get lit up on this stuff. I really do. We're going to get back to the topic. Again, thank you for your call out there, my friend. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Want to hear what you have to say?
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. One 866 582 9933. Talking about Virginia militia, now 90 out of 95 sanctuary Second Amendment counties, strong and still growing. The tyrant there understanding that the people in this country, of all people, Virginians, are not going to stand down in the face of tyranny. I highlighted at the offset of the show, friends, Caesar had his Brutus, said our forefathers, Patrick Henry. Charles I had his Cromwell. If you have not taken the time to see that film on Cromwell, friends, you need to do so. It is just great history. They dealt with the king. Matter of fact, Cromwell had the king decapitated because the king would not submit to God. And he would not give the government back to the people. Check that movie out. It is great history. And I got an answer back right now, and I want to give it to you. There's a lot of people that hear this kind of conversation that we're having, and it sounds to them as being rebellious. And I want to tell you why. Because they don't know the Word of God, nor do they want to know the Word of God. They don't know the Constitution, nor do they want to know the Constitution, nor the men, our forefathers, that wrote that Constitution. They don't understand the Declaration of Independence. It's foreign to them. And then they wonder why that their chains are being forged by the very people that they're succumbing to, namely tyrants. Our forefathers taught us just the exact opposite. Our forefathers weren't rebellious towards God. Folks, they threw off and resisted tyrants. They took on the Word of God. Just ask Elijah. You all know the story in 1 Kings 18. Where Elijah went out onto the backside of the desert and the corrupt King Ahab, on orders from Jezebel, went out there. And what's the first thing the corrupt king said to Elijah, that prophet, that lone prophet of God? He called him the troubler of Israel. And what did Elijah and spiritual understanding and knowing the Word of God within his heart by the power of the Holy Ghost respond with? I'm not the troubler of Israel. You are, Ahab. You are corrupt representatives. It's you that have forgotten the commandments of God. These are the same people in America today, friends, that are giving way to those that mean to conquer your country, namely from the Middle East. These are the ones, America, that are drawing in illegals into your country on your tax dollars through unconstitutional and illegal sanctuary cities. You need to understand who the enemy is. Also keep in mind in 1 Kings 18, it was Elijah that said to all the false prophets and the people of Israel on Mount Carmel, how long will you falter between two opinions? Either the Lord is God or he's not. Elijah didn't make the decision for them as to who they were supposed to serve. The people did, but God demonstrated himself who was telling the truth by fire. And after that demonstration of the Spirit of God, what happened? The false prophets were killed by the people. Friends, this is the dangerous game that tyrants are playing today. You're going to only oppress people for so long before you get a response. I mean, look at our forefathers. What did they do? I think of Major Andre. He was committing the act of treason against we the people. Guess who? Benedict Arnold. What happened to him? George Washington hung him. Oh, that's the furthest thing. That's out of mind and out of sight concerning the American people. You know why George Washington did that? And it was mercy versus judgment. Understanding what real judgment was. Judgment upon the wicked is a mercy to the people at large. And people are so backwards in this country, they don't know the difference. Ignorant infidels is what they are. And they deserve the hell that they're creating. But their kids don't, nor do the innocent in this country. They think mercy is God giving them more time to allow them to corrupt society. That's not mercy. A judge in a county, friends, for example, enforces the law to the fullest extent to establish judgment that people might enjoy light and peace within their counties, protecting the innocent. That's mercy. That is mercy. And by the way, George Washington knew that it was a mercy through judgment to establish righteousness because he wanted nothing in encouraging others to jeopardize the American cause in any sense of the word. Oh, how Americans, you know very little of your history. What makes a judge good is the fact that he executes the law unto judgment. What makes a law a judge good, friends, is the fact that he tolerates zero iniquity. You want mercy, friends? Go to the cross of Jesus Christ. Go to Calvary. Upon godly repentance. Real repentance that the Holy Ghost works. John 16, verse 8. This modern gospel in America today is teaching its goats to be hellbound, opening the road wide to hell, rather than the message that Jesus gave. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2 and Matthew 7, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Note what they do is they send a false pillow of grace under their heads and tell them to go back to sleep. God's in control. Now, let me tell you something. He is in control. And that's exactly why America is being judged today. Just for the record. Just for the record. Militia standing against tyranny in Virginia and tyrant in Virginia, as well as the subordinates who failed to learn history, is now learning it today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 90 out of 95 counties are now Second Amendment sanctuary counties. Friends, they're going to get a response, and they're getting their response today from the righteous, that they're not going to put up with it anymore. I was just highlighting, friends, before our last phone call, that law enforcement today reported thousands of cops, veteran supporters, pledged to join militia in Virginia to combat unconstitutional laws. Okay, did you hear that? It was reported things are getting really bad in Virginia, but this group isn't going down without a fight. Monday morning, law enforcement today reported on how Tazewell County, Virginia, is crafting a militia to defend the Constitution in the state. Now, let me just give this to you really quick, straight out of the mouths of our forefathers. I ask, who are the militia? There's no debate. We don't need another, and notice again, friends, the CIA-controlled mainstream media's right there to put the microphone and the camera right in the face of the tyrant that means to overthrow the rights of we the people. That says, oh, you know what, the militia, that's not constitutional. Here, let me tell you what the forefathers wrote. Here you go. June 4, 1788, George Mason, addressed to the Virginia Ratifying Convention, said, I ask, who are the militia? They consist now of the whole people, except for a few public officers. James Madison, Annals of Congress, 434, June 8, 1789, said, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, not violated. A well-regulated militia composed of who? The body of the people trained to arms is the best and the most natural defense of a free country. Let's go to Richard Henry Lee, federal farmer, number 18, January 25th, 1788. A militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves and include, according to the past and general usage of the states, all men capable of bearing arms. To preserve liberty is it's essential that the whole body of the people always, always, always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, as to how to use them. Just think, America, you're being conditioned by a bunch of globalists and useful idiots doing nothing but what the globalists are telling them through their teleprompters across the country on a daily basis when it comes to the Second Amendment. I want you to think about this. In foreign lands, and those that are infiltrating America, who mean to conquer, they're teaching their kids how to kill your kids. Well, it's your corrupt politicians in the mainstream media teaching your kids that it's against the law to own a gun. You want to tell me who the tyrants are, friends? You want to tell me who the terrorists are? Because it's right in front of our face. Hey, America, it's time to get real. It's time to get real because it's burning. And we're going to be burned by that fire if we don't put it out. Let me go over to Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts, Annals of Congress, 750, August 17, 1789. Listen to what your forefathers taught us through their example and their writings. What, sir, is the use of a militia? It is to prevent the establishment of a standing army. The bane of liberty, whenever governments mean to invade the rights and liberties of the people, they will always attempt to destroy the militia in order to raise an army upon their ruins. Upon their ruins. Who's the militia, America? Hey, folks, the most effectual way to enslave a people is to disarm them, said George Mason. What do these tyrants in the present day mean to do? To disarm the people. Why? To enslave them. This was George Mason, referencing advice given to the British Parliament by the Pennsylvania government and Governor Sir William Keith. You can find it in the debates of the several state conventions on the adoption of the federal constitution, Flag Day, June 14, 1788, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
3 years into Donald Trump's presidency, the U.S. government is ramping up its efforts to seize private land in Texas to build a border wall. No land has been taken so far, but the Department of Justice lawyers have filed numerous lawsuits this month seeking to take property from landowners.
The agency said it's ready to file many more petitions and take private land in the coming weeks. While progress has lagged, the process of taking land under eminent domain is weighed heavily in the government's favor. The U.S. government has built about 90 miles of wall since Trump took office. President Trump signed a bill raising the legal smoking age across the country next year after the Senate passed a bill that included a prohibition on selling cigarettes, vaping products, and other tobacco products to people under the age of 21. The new age limit will take effect next summer. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Call us, friends. Love hearing from you all across the country. If you're calling from a different country, you can do that as well. We've gotten phone calls from Germany, Sweden, Canada, 1-866-582-9933. I'm not limiting you in the United States of America. Again, friends, we love hearing from you all over the country. We're in Minnesota right now, so if you're outside, give us a call. If you're within, great. If you're without the United States of America, give us a call. If you're within, then that's okay, too. Whatever you want to do. We were just highlighting, friends, the militia, how it's grown from 90 counties to 95 counties resisting a tyrant, namely their governor over there in that state. And I was just highlighting the fact, who are the tyrants, friends? The ones that are trying to take away your guns. They're working on a UN global initiative. To think otherwise, you have got to have your eyes securely covered in more ways than one. Matter of fact, some of you people, you could be transported to the sun and you wouldn't see it because you don't want to see it. Well, I don't care if you want to see it or not. It's there. Okay? And these are who the tyrants are. They're trying to overthrow your God-given rights. To prove that, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, it just came up, Cory Booker protected terrorists behind the New Jersey City. What does that make him then? If he's protecting a terrorist or a group of terrorists, what does that then make him? Especially out in Jersey City. Come on, guys. What are we doing? But Cory Booker protected the terrorists behind the Jersey City anti-Semitic shootings. This on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, giving you information that the CIA-controlled mainstream media means to omit. Wake up! I can't do anything else for you, friends. Just giving you quotes from our forefathers as to who the militia was and is. I want to go back to this, friends. Concerning law enforcement today, that thousands of cops, veterans, and supporters pledged to join militia in Virginia to combat unconstitutional laws. Folks, this is the voice of the people, and this is the voice, again, the mainstream media means to suppress. They don't want you to know. Hey, everything is predicated upon a lie. that they advocate for. And they are speaking a UN global initiative concerning what they are throwing on the American people. Their conversation within their politicians is so far out of scope of authority, friends, they are foreign to the U.S. Constitution. That's the truth. That's totally the truth. If our forefathers came back today and they heard politicians today, they'd be saying, what are they talking about? That's not in the Constitution, which is the law of the land, Article 6, Section 2. Hey, folks, they're not executing the laws against crime. They're committing crimes against the law. Do you not see this? Remember John Locke said, where the law ends, tyranny begins. This is what you have, full fudge. Folks, in full scope, for you to view on a 24/7 basis. And you're the ones that are under attack if you abide by the laws of the land. I just highlighted, friends, that law enforcement today reported on Tazewell County and how they're crafting a militia to defend the Constitution in the state. Within hours, they were flooded with thousands of email from people across the state, and not limited to, by the way, from police officers, from veterans, and patriotic Americans who said that they are joining. And it's a movement that's gaining traction across the state. One man said, I'm a Vietnam vet, ex-police, retired, and behind your ideas 100%. Anything I can do, I would like to help. Another individual said, I live in Franklin County, which voted down being a sanctuary city, unconstitutional, being the council is a Democratic, unconstitutional, a moonshine county, giving up their guns is dumb. Of course. By the way, I got a friend on live chat right now. He's trying to tell everybody what the deal is, but I keep asking him to show me in the U.S. Constitution where there is party affiliation. And he's been going on for an hour and a half, and he still hasn't answered my question. Get the point? They can't answer the question because they're politically and constitutionally illiterate, and they're illiterate concerning the Constitution as well as biblically illiterate, friends, in so many different ways. One guy said the South gave up their flag, their statutes, and now they want to give up their guns? Sounds like Hitler's Germany. Oh, friends, there's too many parallels between Hitler's Germany and what's going on in America, and that should come as no surprise due to the fact is who the Bushes are in that crime family and their affiliations to Project Paperclip and bringing Nazi criminals over into the United States of America after the war. And Prescott Bush, Daddy Bush's dad, Grandpa Bush. Prescott Bush was indicted illegally financing Adolf Hitler's Germany and the Third Reich. You can find that online. Simple to find. That's why you're seeing all these parallels, friends. Because they mean to do, they mean to correct themselves concerning the mistakes that they made back then in our time in hopes that it'll work. But see, they haven't learned that they are acting out in such a fashion before a just and a holy judge. Psalm 97 tells us that clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of the throne. Hey, the Bible also says in the book of Genesis, will not the judge of the earth do that which is right? Oh, he is going to do right. He's going to do what man fails to do because he does not the right. But the Lord will see that things are done the right way. Let his judgment come forward. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemy, because that's found in the book of Amos. Going over to what King David said, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void thy law. Validate that law, because we know, Holy One of Israel, that the law is always perpetual in the spirit, and it is your mercy to uncover that which they mean to cover up. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Why? Because again, in Proverbs, it tells us that the Lord beholds the good and the evil in all places. And how specific is he? That he knows the very numbers of the hairs of your head. Oh, the Lord doesn't see it, says the bad guy. You're about to find that out. Prepare to meet your God. Prepare to meet your God. Hey, folks, we preach the gospel in such a fashion, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. 2 Corinthians 5. Getting back to this law enforcement today, friends. This is what I want you to hear again. The mainstream media does not. This is why I'm promulgating this message and broadcasting this message, friends. Another one wrote, there had already been rumblings locally about a militia being formed last month. We started carefully and quietly assembling patriotic Americans who are prepared to defend freedom at all costs. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a patriot, to uphold dying laws. That's the definition. Webster's 1828. Last week, they also reported over in Virginia that their numbers have swelled. They said we have a very strong military presence here. More veterans, and both active and retired, LE, than you can count. Okay? As of this evening, we're talking about thousands of people that have expressed an interest in being part of the movement and standing against tyranny. Let that be the voice heard across the United States of America. What the media means to do is to suppress that voice. They mean to suppress that voice. They mean to suppress your voices. They mean to belittle you. They want to ostracize you. So you feel like, what difference can you make? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. There's strength in unity, friends. Last week, this outlet, Law Enforcement Today, also reported, friends, that lawmakers, as they call themselves, over in Virginia, were threatening to use the National Guard if members of law enforcement refused to enforce laws passed in the state that they felt violated the Second Amendment. By the way, I'm curious. Where are the Oath Keepers? Well, where are these guys? This guy came down that heads up the organization. He came down to our offices one day. And the American people have this impression in their minds that these guys are going to hold to it. And I'm not doubting that they're doing a good thing. But more than not, I'm trying to figure out where these organizations that are deriving and extracting millions from people in support, where they are in times of need. What do they just raise their voices and act out on certain occasions just to let their supporters know that they're doing something like once or twice a year through one of their newsletters to appease their supporters? Where are they at? Where's the church? Well, you're seeing the church in action over there. And this is how the Lord makes distinction between the sheep and the goats. Because one's a doer and one's a hearer, only deceiving themselves. The doers are the ones, friends. The doers are the ones. And the doers are the ones that are going to get the results from heaven as well. But did you hear this? Virginia lawmakers threatening to use the National Guard if law enforcement refuses? Oh, hey, folks, is there something else I need to tell you as to what we're dealing with in Virginia? Because we're going to see this across the United States of America if this isn't dealt with now. I mean, I want you to think about this tyrant, Ralph Northam, and his subordinates and what they're suggesting. They are threatening to use the National Guard against law-abiding gun owners in your country. Who are the tyrants, America? Let me ask you a question. Who's the National Guard? I'll tell you who the National Guard is. I come from a military family. Our grandfathers, our fathers, our uncles, our cousins, our brothers, our neighbors, and our friends are the National Guard. Friends, I want you to understand something. This precipitates a civil war. And prevention is better than cure. This governor and his subordinates need to be recalled. And by the way, the militia in Virginia are calling for a recall. And not that alone. They need to be charged for their crimes and what they mean to precipitate. You want to talk about insurrection and who's creating insurrection? A bunch of seditious insurrectionists, friends, that call themselves your representatives and that call themselves lawmakers. Nothing could be further from the truth. This is a clear and present danger, as is it a true revelation and exhibition of what tyranny looks like and acts like. See, this is why they're gaining ground, because they're acting while the church is praying. Give me a break. Give me a break. I'm so sick and tired of Christians hiding behind prayer. Yes, pray. Pray always, Scripture tells us. But I want to tell you something. Show the world your faith by the love that works within you, Romans 5:5. And show them your faith by your works, James 2:14 through 26. Frederick Douglass, he was a slave in the 1800s. And he said that he used to pray to the Lord for 20 years for his freedoms. He said nothing happened, nothing changed. He said until he started to pray with his feet. He started to practice. What the word commanded. Luke 24:47. Read it when you get a moment. He got results when he actually responded. Yeah, that's faith, right? Hebrews 12:2. That is faith. And you know what? We show the world our faith by our actions. Common sense comes into play. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-07 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name's Tom, and I'm calling from Maryville, Tennessee. I've been listening to Bradley Dean for a few months now. I find what he says is truthful. It's no holds barred. So after listening to him, the fog was lifted, and I was jolted out of my stupor. And thank you very much to the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, his family, and his ministry. God bless all.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Talking about the militia standing against the tyrant and his subordinates in Virginia who failed to learn their history lessons while they're finding out today. We don't know where things are going right now, but we do know that 90 out of 95 counties have become Second Amendment sanctuary counties. Not that they needed to do that, because they've already been given their rights. I'm thinking of my friend from California that called in earlier, talking about all these permits and these taxes. They're all unconstitutional. It's a fact. I mean, I know it's a good idea for much of this stuff, but that's not what men use it for. And I'm talking about those that have been trusted in representative positions. They pervert because they believe they're above the law. They're demigods. And again, they only act out as demigods because they believe they can do it and get away with it. The message that the American people need to give for the millionth time is to corruption representatives. We are not going to put up with your crimes any longer. Too many men fought, bled, and died, ratifying with their blood, giving the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms that you are trampling underfoot, and we're not going to put up with it. Hello? Hello? That's called gratitude, friends. Thank God for John 3:16, first and foremost. Thank God for brave men. We shouldn't mourn the loss of these men the way that we do. We should thank God that he sent these men in such a time as he did. Am I sorry? Yeah, I'm sorry, but you know what? More than being sorry, I'm thankful. And because of a thankful heart and a heart filled with gratitude, we fight. We fight. And we stand up and we fight. 1 Timothy 6:12. Read it when you get a moment. I got my last segment here. Friends, again, please do consider supporting the ministry, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to membership, become a son or a daughter of liberty. And know that you are keeping us out here doing what needs to be done. We're doing and saying the things that need to be done. Okay? Because we're sick of the problems. We want to be a part of the answer here. We're called to be repairers of the breach, the church is. Isaiah 58. They also reported, talking about the militia and what it is that law enforcement today reported on, is that our position is that Article 1, Section 13 of the Constitution of Virginia reserves the right to order militia to the localities. By the way, the media is countering this. They're trying to suppress all of this right now by putting the microphone up to this attorney general who's working for special interest groups, by the way, in an attempt to disarm you by saying, what, there's no lawful force. They have nothing to enforce what they're saying. Yeah, they do. They're guns. Isn't that what they're doing? Yeah, that's what they're doing. See, folks, if you lose your Second Amendment right, you lose everything else, too. Because they now know that you're an open prey. They can take away at will whatever it is that they want to take away. Because you no longer have a means to defend yourself against them. That's what the whole Second Amendment is about. Quit talking about, you know, I get so sick and tired of hearing people that, you know, talk about that should know better, by the way. You know what? We've got those rights to go hunting. You know as well as I do. That's not what it's about. That's sport. That's pleasure. We can do those things. But you know, by the way, if it wasn't true that the enemy knew what I was saying right now is true, then why are they trying to strip you of your rights? Because they know that's the only thing that stands between you and your freedoms right now. And that is a mercy of God. In a big way, friends. Read 1 Samuel 13:22 because you'll see that's how the children of Israel were controlled by the Philistines, their oppressors. They were disarmed. And then also go to the New Testament, go to Luke 11:21 and 22, because the Lord showed us and taught us through common sense as to what it takes to defend our home, our palace. Okay? An armed man. Luke 11:21 and 22, read it. But they said over there in the Virginia militia, Article 1, Section 13 of the Constitution of Virginia reserves the right to order militia to the localities. Folks, again, don't let them debate away common sense. Hey, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. That means violated in the sense of any, the smallest of the jot or tittle concerning their violations of the Second Amendment. They said, therefore, counties, not the state, determine what types of arms may be carried in their territory and by whom. So we are ordering the militia by making sure everyone can own a weapon. Of course, why? Hey, folks, in a time of terror, right? Again, the mainstream media has been promulgating that we have been under attack by Muslims for 18 years. Why in a state of terror are they the very ones opening the gates and covering for the Muslims that are committing crimes against we the people? Why is it the said representatives hand in gloves with the mainstream media? Why are they opening the gates to the enemy? And why are they trying to disarm us before our enemies? Come on, think about it. You reap what you sow. That's a different conversation. Look at the babies that are being murdered, right, being decapitated. And Americans are afraid that someone might come over here and want to decapitate them. How about you stop abortion first? Right? Because what you're seeing is you got an enemy rising up that wants to do the same thing to you that you're allowing murders to do to innocent babies in the womb. God hates hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17. The militia said, thus, if anyone from the state tries to remove the sheriff from their elected office because they refuse to enforce unjust laws, those state officials will be faced with a lawful militia composed of citizens within the state. Of course, that's what our forefathers established. The county is taking their militia element very seriously as the new ordinance calls for concealed weapons training for any resident of the county that can lawfully own a gun. Look what's happening in Virginia, friends. Are they succumbing? Nope. Nope. You're seeing a resurrection of the life of the teachings of our forefathers in righteousness. Another couple sent in the message late Monday to LET. My husband and I are diehard Second Amendment defenders, and if they want our guns, they will have to kill us to get them. This is what's going on in Virginia, just to show you how far this is going. And notice who they're under attack by, their said representatives. Do you think any citizen in the United States of America should have to say, listen, we're Second Amendment defenders, and if they want our guns, they're going to have to kill us? They're not talking about a government without our borders, friends. But this person said, but I guarantee you that they will not come out of that battle unscathed. Another one said, we are both disabled, but we would be ready and more than willing to fight side by side with all of our like-minded brothers and sisters. This is the spirit of our forefathers, friends, and this is exactly what tyrants are afraid of. One person said, we are from West, by God, Virginia, and we tell, this is how they wrote it, we are from West, by God, Virginia, and we tell everyone who cares to ask what we think about guns and the Second Amendment that we were born with a gun in our hand and will probably die the same way. Guns don't kill people, at least not with a trigger person. It is usually by a deranged person or a gang member, or a person in the act of robbery or drug running, kidnapping, so on and so forth. Well, that's exactly right. Hey, folks. Who are the robbers? Who are the drug runners? Who are the kidnappers, friends? It's those agencies that have been established by corrupt government in your country. That's who they're talking about. Don't kid yourself. Don't delude yourself into believing otherwise, friends. I can go down the road right here. Look at all these taxes that are being thrown on the American people. They're unconstitutional. Right? They're robbing you of your wealth to give to the have-nots. That, by the way, it's unconstitutional welfare that they're reallocating your tax dollars to concerning the allurement of foreigners that mean to conquer your country. That's why they're coming here. Who are the gang members? Well, it's organized crime, blue-collar crime. I could go to a quote right now, but I don't have time to go there, by Saul Alinsky. He said, cut your hair. He said, the radicals are within. Put a suit on. He said, again, the radicals are within. Of course. Who kills more than governments do on a global basis? What does history teach us? The state does. Okay? Talking about deranged people, friends, look at the mentality of those that you allow to be representatives in this country today, friends. They hold the same spirit as those that did under Adolf Hitler and the likes of. And that is not an over-exaggeration. And keep in mind, Adolf Hitler's, all of his subordinates did his killing for him, right? Because they were just doing their job. No, they weren't doing their job. If they were doing their job, they would have dealt with Adolf Hitler. Learned the lesson, Americans. Who's drug running, friends? The CIA has been busted drug running, friends, over and over and over again. Who's kidnapping, friends? More than CPS in the United States of America. Come on! Let's quit acting like it's not happening, friends! As usually committed with an illegally purchased or non-registered weapon, it was reported, the leftist, dictator, communist, socialist, idiots need to realize that if they take away legal gun owners' weapons, who have been trained to properly handle a weapon, they might as well open the doors and announce to the criminals to come get what they want, because the criminals will be the only ones to have the gun which was obtained from the black market. Well, who else would do that? Well, who's guilty of doing that? It's extortion! And who's doing it? The county has also called for schools to adopt firearm safety training programs. You know, the kill zones, the gun-free zones, friends. It's time to start holding those representatives, friends, that have come up with these kill zones, these gun-free zones, and hold them accountable for the murder of the innocent in those gun-free zones. There's much talk of this right now. The righteous are combating the unrighteous. Folks, listen carefully. Americans, be encouraged. And let their cruelty swell our ranks, because Americans, they are. You don't take counsel from your fears. He who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man. Knowing what is unfolding in Virginia and how it is that they are responding to tyrants makes one proud to be an American today. Read Psalm 33.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.